The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Yeah, I hope you caught the show yesterday. There was this brilliant shining moment when Sherry mentioned this Bible verse and I recited it from memory.
It was brilliant and shining.
And it really stuck out, I think. I was proud of me.
That's what I want everyone to take away. Thanks. Not the scripture itself, but how you...
The pride. That I ironically get out of scripture. No, I try to memorize this because I have not been good at memorizing scripture, and it's been a lifelong thing, right? And I've kind of been resisting that a little bit or something. But... you can't just say, I realize this to myself, like you can't just say, oh, I love Jesus or I admire Jesus or I'm going to follow him and then keep the Bible kind of on a back burner.
That's true.
Because he's always got it at the front of his mind. Mm-hmm. He's constantly quoting it.
Yeah.
Constantly. And so if we're like, yeah, but that's just kind of a side issue. The important thing is him, like, okay, yeah, but if you're going to, if I'm going
to. How do we even get to him?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then the hymn that we see we're supposed to follow is constantly doing this. I better do that too. I better live this stuff. You know, one amazing thing about Jesus, and think about this, because I think this is true. If I meet somebody, if we have a million things that are not in common, like everything not in common, except they regard Jesus as their king, like he's their authority. Mm-hmm. So that's... bottom line, it all comes back to I have to yield myself to him. Mm-hmm. Me and that person, we got a lot in common.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Like, we could disagree about politics. Mm-hmm. We could disagree about, like, favorite sports teams. Mm-hmm.
What you have in common is much more important than what you, quote unquote, don't.
Yeah. Even sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Like, if we've got that. We could have a problem with language. Mm-hmm. we could have all these other divisions, but if we both think he's the authority, then we got something. If you're looking for an awesome prayer for 2021, like, not that you were necessarily, but if you were, like, I really need a good prayer. Can I suggest a great one? And it's crazy kind of prayer for a lot of people to pray, but it's so simple. And that is, God, help change the things I want. Help me change the things I want. Help me change my desires. Because a lot of us have disordered things, all of us, at some level. And we want the wrong things. That's kind of our undoing a lot of times. But God's good, and he wants us to pray things like that. I'm convinced of it. And it takes some humility. You got to be like, okay, I know that's wrong. So help me change so that my life will.
It takes away my authority. I'm yielding that.
Totally does. It helps us grow up. A lot of people pretty stressed out. That's obvious. We understand that. I did see a list. I thought this was kind of cool.
Okay.
A list of sounds that people find to be soothing.
Okay.
The most soothing sounds. So number one is the ocean.
Yes, I agree.
And then waterfalls. Mm-hmm. A wood fire crackling. And on this list, one of the top things that people had was animal noises.
What?
And it was like, you know, really.
Okay.
And it was like,
any animal noise?
That can be soothing.
Oh, man, Brant. Don't tell me that you're going to.
No, okay. This sort of thing can help you get to sleep.
Really? Did you think bees are buzzing around your
soothing.
Head before you get a.
And I have this. Just put this on like in the background as you're trying to nod off maybe for an afternoon nap or something, or just have a lot of.
Whole thing was about.
We can do like a lot of animals.
Being able to do this.
I hope this is
That's
a
why
soothing.
You brought it up.
I'm soothed. I'm very soothed by all of this. I like it all. Quibi is not dead. That's right. Quibi was a video service that they tried to hype, like billions of dollars went into this. It's short for Quick Bites. It was like really short shows.
Okay.
And it had an app and it cost each month. And
okay.
People didn't want it.
All right.
People said no.
No to Quibi.
Loud and clear.
Okay.
But, so it died, but now they say it could live on through Roku.
All
They're
right.
going to relaunch this.
I don't remember it.
I don't know how to communicate. To the Quibi people. We've spoken. Okay.
You can go join with Roku if you want.
We can.
We don't want it.
How do we make it clear to you? Like, we appreciate you.
Yes. Yes.
We don't want this.
Ever.
Ever. Just a word of encouragement to you if you have little ones in your home. Okay? Because I know this is a really hard time of life. Anybody who's been through this knows it's a really hard time of life. Mm-hmm. It says here, if you keep talking to them, even though it's a one-sided conversation, huge for the kid. I was just seeing this, like in terms of cognitive development, you going on about, hey, I'm making some toast over here. I'm getting your dinner ready. I'm gonna. They are sponging all that stuff directly into their brain. I just saw this again, but you can get discouraged. You're like, what am I doing in life? You start to go a little crazy even. Like, what is this? I got this human I'm taking care of. It's not really that rewarding right now. There's no communication going on. I just wanted to remind you though, that is everything. You are setting them up beautifully. Keep it up. You might think this is kind of weird, and I'm sorry if you do, but I went to a stretchy place yesterday where they actually stretch you out.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, do they work? Please tell us your experience.
So far, so good.
Okay.
But they literally laugh at me.
Is it called the stretchy place?
It's close. I didn't want to give them a plug.
Okay, go ahead.
But they literally laughed.
At you?
At my lack of flexibility. Like, they were like, okay, well, tell us when you can first... Okay, right there. Like, well, we haven't even started really moving your leg yet.
Oh, they laughed.
They were alarmed and they laughed. And I was like, if I can just harness this... Because it really is... I'm an outlier on lack of flexibility. If I could just... it's almost like a superpower, but I don't know how to... harness it to fight
not
crime.
Not being flexible?
Yeah, because I know on the other end, that's like a guy, right?
Right, stretchy guy.
And
yeah,
then
sure.
What about the guy that can't stretch at all using that to fight crime?
Yeah, and everyone will be like, oh my goodness, that's the non-flexible
Don't
guy,
worry,
isn't it?
Inflexible man is here. This is the time of year you're supposed to be going through everything, getting rid of stuff, making decisions about all the junk
and
stuff.
Yeah, sure.
I've realized that's an inefficient way to live.
What do you mean?
Throwing stuff out, going through stuff. Like, well, think about it. Okay. You have a junk drawer, right?
Yeah.
Or just a drawer's got receipts and stuff and pieces of things.
It's ineffective to clean that out.
Yeah. I have to go through there and make a decision.
Yes.
Decisions are tiring. I don't want to make a decision about 400 little things.
But then you're going to have 800.
No, I just make one big decision to close the drawer and never look in there again. So... some of my jokes that I bring to the table aren't appreciated. but it's a feature of the show, though. I give people jokes to you so you can use them.
It's a major feature of the show.
It is.
I did want to tell you, Brent, I've used your CEO of IKEA joke multiple times and not laughed every single time. So it worked.
It worked.
Let me hear your delivery, because it's probably in your delivery.
Okay,
when you hear it.
Let's see.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hey, did you guys hear that the CEO of IKEA just was elected president of Sweden?
Huh.
Yeah, they're expecting him to assemble his cabinet in about a week.
A lot of confidence in it.
Yeah. It's funny. Seriously, I've got multiple people to
that.
So.
Your delivery's solid.
Yeah, it is solid. Solid. Some work has gone into that.
Cabinet will be assembled. So thankful for our sponsors. They help us do this stuff, like the podcast. And one of them is Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian, we think they're awesome. And
we
so
do,
if you're
yeah.
going to get a mortgage, talk to them. We've done it, and it's been a huge help. It could save you a lot of money, too. If you want to refinance, they do that. And they're so good at coming up with the creative ideas. Anyway, if you're interested in talking to them, just exploring that, just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Yeah, it's not a bug. It's a feature of the show that I give you.
Not something that needs fixed is
no,
what you're saying.
No, okay. I give you jokes that you can use with other people. We were just talking about that with Lizzie. She used one and it worked really well.
Everyone at work is always asking for a new joke, so I was really not
going to
save
that
one. I can remember that.
Lizzie, right. No.
Now before you go.
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
All right.
How about...
Why?
Oh, let's see. How about this? Oh, yesterday I bought a terrible thesaurus. And not only was it terrible, it was terrible.
No,
oh,
I will not.
That. That was so good.
No.
Oh, I really like that. I really like that.
Because, Jerry.
No, Brent, I know.
It's
please
terrible,
do not,
it's not
unpack
giving me
that
any
for
synonyms.
Me. I know.
Okay.
That.
All right, sorry.
No. No. No.
Okay, just, you know, I'm a shock jock. One of the, oops, it's the wrong music.
Sorry. That's shocking.
Right there. Okay, ignore the other stuff. I'm a shock jock.
Sure.
And so what you're going to hear is shocking, mm-hmm. but rated G. Mm-hmm. Okay, so something I just learned.
Yes.
Ventriloquism mm-hmm. is actually from the ancient Greeks, and it was a religious rite. And
what?
Yeah. And I don't really want to talk about it beyond that. Like, it's really kind of weird. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. the point of this is to have people buzz about the show. That's why you're shock jock.
Yeah.
You want people to take the fact that you give
yeah.
and share it.
Yeah.
So if they say to a friend, yeah. you know, ventriloquism was from the Greek, ancient Greek.
Yeah.
And it was a religious rite.
Yeah.
And they go, really? Tell me more. That's what...
I don't want to. It's just weird. It's all really weird.
How do they get to the mm-hmm. suggesting the show?
Oh.
If they just shut down, they're like, I don't want to talk about it. How do they then say the Brant Hanson
show? It shocked me. I heard this guy on the radio not follow through with a fact.
Lead with that.
Yeah.
And maybe. Then, okay.
Yeah.
It's construction just, here is very important.
It's very confusing. It's but it's still shocking and unsettling.
On many levels.
Forgive me for this. I am a skeptic. I don't know if I buy this. Again, I'm saying forgive me. Some people can be mad. I don't believe this.
Uh-huh.
Sleep eating. I don't know. There's a study here. It's like 11% of us are sleep eaters. Really? Mm. We go downstairs, go to the refrigerator, open it up. Start looking at I don't know, man.
I want to call myself that, but I know. You know what you're doing.
I'll be like...
Okay,
I'll be like, yeah, if you're like, oh, I was sleeping and I mm-hmm. made some broccoli. I might start to believe you, but it's probably not
cookies,
bad, is
no,
it?
No, it's cookies,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's cookies, isn't it? Isn't it? Did you see this? Maybe you missed it over the holidays. I love this because I'm writing this book, right? It happens to be about manhood.
I can't wait.
And sometimes, it's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be wonderful.
Thank you.
And I'm not just doing that on the air, guys.
No, she's trying to encourage me.
Yeah, I don't want people to think, oh, she's just, it's no, just, I do that all the time.
It's hard writing a book, but right in the middle of it, mm-hmm. I see this story. Mm-hmm. Middletown, New Jersey. There's two kids sledding for the first time in their lives. That's an 8-year-old girl and a 4-year-old brother. Mm-hmm. So it's Olivia and RJ. They're sledding. The parents are at the top of the hill. The parents see when they take off, they're mm-hmm. like on some kind of rafty thing mm-hmm. that, wait, there's picking up speed. They don't know how to control this. Oh, wait, it's sloping off towards the water, which is ice water, a pond. And they pick up speed, and they're freaking out, uh-huh. and they splash into this icy water.
Wow.
These two kids, nothing. They can't get there. There's nothing they can do about what's going to happen now.
Because like the parents are at the top of the hill.
Yeah, they're at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
Well, what they see is a group of high school guys mm-hmm. and middle school guys, five of them, 14 years old and younger. 14, 13, wow. jumping into the water, forming a human chain, grabbing little RJ and then Olivia, and they're all in ice water too, but they're passing them along mm-hmm. one to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, and saving their lives.
Oh my goodness.
And the kids, predictably, Kieran's one of them, who's the first one to jump in, he's just like, I don't feel like I did anything. Anybody would do that. It's like, dude, that's not true that anybody would do it. It's not. People will watch emergencies happen and do nothing. Mm-hmm. But what you did, and then these other guys following your cue, you guys really are heroes. Maybe you're thinking you need to get organized. A lot of people are with their stuff. Mm-hmm. This happens this time of year. Mm-hmm. I have a system. I've enhanced it a little bit over time. It's called the 18-box organization system.
Whoa, I thought it was 16. You've added
been
a couple.
Enhanced.
Okay, all right.
Just to review on this, what you do is get 18 boxes, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Lay them out there. And then one box is for stuff that goes to Goodwill.
Yes, that's nice.
And then use another box for things you want to keep in storage.
Okay.
And another box for things you want to think about go through later. Like, you don't want to mess with this right now, but that's in a box.
Okay.
And then one is for, like, kids' drawings, art projects. Another box, things you just think are kind of funny. Maybe they're pictures or clippings or so. There's stuff that makes you laugh.
Okay, sure.
Another box just for, like, cassettes and stuff.
Cassettes?
And then a box, well, yeah.
Okay, you know, that's fine.
That's why. And then a box for, like, cords. And then a box... for stuff that you don't want, mm-hmm. you know it, but you're mm-hmm. still, but you're keeping it because you've kept it this long, so it'd be kind of weird to get rid of it now.
Okay.
That's a box. And then one box is for pieces of things that have fallen off other things, but you're not sure what it
where
fell
it came
off
from,
of. But you're pretty sure as soon as you throw it away, you're going to find out. Yeah. Yes, that's one of the boxes, too. Mm-hmm. That's
some would say this is not organization. This is just the taking of things that you should throw away and putting them in boxes.
Some would say that, but some people have horrible attitudes, and some people just want to tear down awesome systems. You know, I watch TV, and like you, and I see my Twitter feed, and I see the news, and I have this weird sensation. I want to talk to kids about this. It's maybe odd, but I want to tell them I'm sorry. I want to tell them I'm sorry. I feel like apologizing on behalf of all the adults, all of us. I'm just so sorry for the mess that we've made and who we are, who we've become. There is a God who loves us, but sometimes we adults forget him. I want to tell them that. And like, we do our own thing. And when there's enough adults doing that, things go haywire. And I want to tell kids, too, it's not supposed to be this way. This was never God's plan or intention. The anger and hatefulness that we show to each other, that our leaders demonstrate to each other, it's not supposed to be this way at all. And I'm embarrassed and I'm sad. And I want to tell them that they can do better than this. But they have to remember the good King. They have to remember that his way is the best, and he offers us a better way of living. We just can't forget him. We can't. We have to remember him every day, every morning, every night. We can't, and I want to tell him, you can't do what we did. You cannot forget him. The 18-box organization system. We were just talking about this, kind of a helpful system I came up with to help you get organized.
Right.
I have another, like, level up from that if you really want to get organized. This involves some costs.
Okay, good to know.
Okay, so the 18-box system is you label all these boxes, like things I might want later, things I...
Yeah, sure.
Cords is one box.
Yeah, cassette tapes was in a box.
You know, old things that make me laugh, whatever. Right. Just
got
stuff.
It. Yes.
This costs you a little bit more.
It's
called the 18 storage unit organization system.
Oh, okay.
So you rent 18...
Well, that could be pricey.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a long-term thing into the future, so you have plenty of room.
And what are we putting into those?
Well, in the first, I'm glad you asked. The first one is for, like, cassettes and stuff, and then there's another one just for cords, and there's other things. Like, so that you just keep all that stuff.
I just want to ask one follow-up question. If you have enough cords to put into a storage unit, perhaps we should throw some of those away?
The 18 storage unit organization system will be a real solution for a lot of people. There are two kinds of people in the world. A friend of mine said this. I thought this was brilliant. A friend of mine said this. Is, you know, there's two kinds of people in the world. There's novices, and then there's Jesus.
Oh, like, dude, some of us haven't gotten the memo.
I know.
Yeah. All of us, really.
All of us. But that's so brilliant. We are all beginners in this. We all are. He's our teacher. And I want to say that, too, because if you're new to all this stuff, you're listening to this radio station, you're hearing stuff about faith or Jesus and, you know, all this, but you feel like, well, I don't know. That's all of us, man. Don't let that stop you from growing and learning and turning your life over to him and trusting him. Do not. We're all novices. We're all learning. There's no real experts among us. And the people who really are wise, who've grown in wisdom over the years, they're the first ones to say, I don't know anything yet. I've got so far to go. Thinking about all the news and stuff that's going on. And one thing I remember, I've always thought about this, is how the framers talked about the Constitution of the U.S. and they said it would only work for a moral people. Like, it doesn't work for an immoral people. And I watch the things we do and who we've become, and it's been so on display in the last year, in the last day. And I'm not sure we're up to it anymore. And I'm asking God for mercy on us. And I'm thinking about all the little kids and what kind of country they're going to know. And I know God loves them. And I know my hope is in him. And I may love my country, and I totally do, but long after all the countries of the world are a distant memory, it's his kingdom that goes on. So I want to tell little kids, adults, I want to remind myself that's where I put my hope. It's in him. It's got to be in his kingdom, period.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.